Well, the hype is still running rampant about the Pandora's box of this News of the World fiasco, particularly regarding the ethics of journalists and the accountability of their actions. These notions of hacking into people's phones and bribing police, which were paramount in the decision by Murdoch to close the publication, have serious legal repercussions that are beyond the bite of any industry watchdog. But the idea of News of the World getting to where it was in the first place still has to be addressed, and the growing fear surrounding whether indeed this could happen right here in Australia. Media commentator and former head of the National Crime Authority, Peter Farris QC, is calling for the abolition of the Australian Press Council to be replaced by an independent statutory body to examine media operations within Australia, as Nathan Coates discovered.
What has prompted you to call for the Australian Press Council to be abolished?
Well, it's a consequence of what is happening in the United Kingdom at the moment, where there is, as everybody knows, a major scandal about News of the World using dishonest and criminal and corrupt tactics to get information for their stories, such as hacking phones of innocent victims of crime, bribing police and so on.
And specifically, why do you think the Press Council should be abolished?
Well, the first thing that the UK Prime Minister Cameron did was to say that he was going to abolish the UK Press Council, which is much the same setup as the Australian one. It is self-regulatory and is paid for and financed by the print media. In other words, it is not independent at all. It's owned and operated by the print media on the basis that we're print journalists, you can trust us. Now, that's being abolished. There'll be a statutory body in the UK, and there's no doubt in my mind that's what we need to have here.
So on the News of the World scandal being, as you've said, prompting your call, Julian Disney, chair of the Press Council, says that hacking and other problems associated with News of the World are principally matters for the police, that they are not matters for industry regulators. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that simply proves my point that we need to get rid of Julian Disney and the Press Council, abolish both of them. The misconduct has got to be investigated, whether it's criminal misconduct or, as in a lot of what's happened in the UK, outrageous conduct, professional conduct by journalists, must be investigated. It must be investigated by an independent body. And the fact that the Australian Press Council would not, as they've indicated, look at such a thing here is a disgrace.
On the funding and getting to independence in terms of regulation, Julian Disney recognises that reliance on the media industry for funding is problematic in terms of the Australian Press Council. However, he did cite that the Communications and Media Authority is not doing much better. Disney said some of the worst forms of media malpractice may be indeed in radio and television more than in print.
Well, Julian Disney, from what you've told me, seems to have two explanations or defences. One is that it's a matter for the police, we're not going to investigate things. And two, that radio and television is worse than us. Neither of those meet the public interest. There needs to be an independent statutory authority for all media, whether it is print, radio or television, which has got power to investigate both corruption and, if necessary, in conjunction with the police force, criminal offences, but which has got power to investigate complaints of the public as to the conduct of the media.
So in terms of that power, and I guess you seem to be insinuating that the Press Council is a toothless tiger?
Absolutely.
Julian Disney says that that is a matter of perception, and that we don't hear about the day-to-day complaints that they resolve.
Well, it is a matter of perception, and I think it's an accurate perception. It is, regardless of how good or bad they might think they are, you can't, in 2011, have journalists, having the print journalist community saying, trust us. We are journalists. We will fund a self-regulating body which will look after us. It's absurd.
Just getting back to the example of the Communications and Media Authority, it seems the question is more complex than simply that of funding. What are some of the other ways that you think, apart from gaining independence through funding, in terms of powers, what are some of the ways that media regulators can actually resolve matters before they do become criminal?
Well, I don't think they can necessarily resolve things before they become criminal because if the act's been done, it's been done. It's either a crime or it's not. But there needs to be supervision of the media. And all that the UK drama demonstrates is that you can't trust the media. Certainly you can't trust the print media, and even more narrowly, you can't trust the Murdoch media. There needs to be an independent body set up by the government to supervise the media. Now, that's not very hard. And we can, once the government agrees to do that, well, then we can have a public debate as to how far the powers, how extensive the powers should be. But they must include a power to investigate.
Julian Disney says that the Press Council is engaged in standards projects to promote principles such as fairness and balance, and is seeking to obtain community views about problems with the media, including matters of systemic political bias. Should we not be looking at ways to strengthen the Press Council to indeed achieve some of the objectives that you've outlined, and to promote ethics in journalism rather than simply abolishing it?
We need to strengthen the community interest, and that can only be done by abolishing the Press Council, as I've said many times before in this conversation, which is financed by the press media and run by the press media and is voluntary regulation. There is no place left in Australia for voluntary regulation of the print media. It needs to be supervised by an independent government authority, the same as the electronic media is, and if that supervision up to date of electronic media hasn't been adequate, well then that needs to be given more teeth.
Peter Farris QC is a media commentator and the former head of the National Crime Authority, and he was speaking there to the Fourth Estate's Nathan Coates.